With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Both President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump visited scenes of devastation as a result of flash flooding in the Texas Hill Country that killed at least 120 people over the July 4th weekend. First Lady Melania Trump says she grieves with the families of the victims.
They gave me this special bracelet from the camp in honor of all of the little girls that they lost their lives. So we are here to honor them.
The Trumps spent a lot of time Friday discussing the victims from Camp Mystic, the century-old all-girls Christian summer camp where at least 27 people were killed. There's more information on that Iranian attack on a U.S. base in Qatar in June.
A Pentagon spokesperson says a Qatar airbase was hit with an Iranian ballistic missile during the June attack. The Pentagon acknowledged that Iranian defense systems hit Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar during an attack in June after President Donald Trump downplayed the assault. The statement from the Pentagon follows the Associated Press publishing satellite images showing the damage from the attack. Spokesman Sean Parnell says the strike did minimal damage to equipment and structures on the base. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Trump says the United States is selling weapons to its NATO allies in Europe so they can provide them to Ukraine as it struggles to fend off a recent escalation in Russia's drone and missile attacks. Trump said in an NBC interview, NATO is paying for those weapons 100%. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 279 points, the NASDAQ dropped 45, with the S&P 500 index lower by 20. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on abortion pills.
Specifically, whether it's okay for women, even those in states where abortion is banned, to receive the drugs through the mail. The Public Religion Research Institute poll finds that 68% of the general population says yes, abortion pills in the mail are fine. The survey also reveals that majorities of nearly all religious groups also approve of abortion by mail. And amongst white evangelical Protestants, a surprising 50% approve. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Under a report to the Australian government on curbing anti-Semitism, universities would lose government funding unless they address attacks on Jewish students. Australian universities have been the center of several pro-Palestinian protests. Anti-Semitic incidents, including assaults, vandalism, and threats, have surged more than threefold in Australia in the years after Hamas attacked Israel in 2023. SRN News. A son of a notorious Mexican drug kingpin, El Chapo, has pleaded guilty in a U.S. federal court.
Ovidio Guzman Lopez is the first of El Chapo's sons to enter a plea deal. Prosecutors allege that Ovidio Guzman Lopez and his brother, Joaquin Guzman Lopez, ran a faction of the Sinaloa cartel, formerly controlled by their father, El Chapo. Federal authorities say their operation sent a staggering amount of fentanyl into the United States. Ovidio Guzman Lopez originally pleaded not guilty, but has now pled guilty to drug trafficking, money laundering, and firearms charges. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Communities in rural Vermont face damaged homes and washed-out roads after heavy rainfall caused flash flooding. Up to 5 inches of rain fell Thursday. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.